Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Dinah.
I'm glad you called. I'll have to have a rain check, Angel. I'm all jammed up. Some boy I know just figured out a way to make a fortune, and I've got to prove to him that sometimes a million isn't worth shooting for.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company, makers of Miracle Whip, to join the Falcon in tonight's thrilling adventure as he solves the case of the Proud Papa. Before the Falcon solves tonight's case, let's listen to this.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip,
best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip tastes really good. Not too sharp, not too mild, but just exactly right. And Miracle Whip tastes different, too. Different from any other salad dressing. Try it yourself. See why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. And now, the case of the Proud Papa. It's Wednesday evening in New York, and in a small hotel room on Manhattan's west side, a brunette named Rita Jordan quenches her thirst. And when Rita hears a knock on the door, she hurriedly hides the bottle, proving conclusively it doesn't contain soda pop.
Who is it?
Me.
Just a second, will you? Hello, darling.
What were you doing that took you...
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Cut it out, Rita. You smell like a saloon.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
I told you to lay off the stuff.
Honestly, Leo, I haven't had a drink in...
Who are you kidding? Where's the bottle?
I told you I haven't...
Where is it, Rita?
Ow! Ow!
Well?
In the bureau drawer.
That one?
Please, sweetheart. You've got to understand I'm sick. If I don't have a drink, what are you doing?
Well, you don't have a garbage disposal unit in this joint.
No, Leo, don't! Don't! Why did you do that?
Because I can't trust you.
You smug hypocrite. I hate you. I hate you.
Now, you know you don't really mean that.
Ow!
You're crazy about me, aren't you?
Oh,
everything's going to work out real fine.
I just can't go on like this, Leo. I can't.
Well, you don't have to. You think I enjoy seeing my wife live in a crummy dive like this? Don't you think I got a heart? That's why I lined up Ernie Moore.
Ernie?
Yeah. How are you doing in that department?
Says he's in love with me.
Well, that's wonderful.
You think it's wonderful he wants to divorce his wife and marry me?
Sure. That shows you're doing a fine job. But that's only half of it.
Well, I can't do the rest.
Now, look, Rita. You're going to go through with it, or I'm through with you. Now, make up your mind. Well?
I'll get the money from Ernie.
You got a date with him tonight?
In an hour.
Good.
Listen, Leo, couldn't I have just one small drink?
No.
Just to give me a little...
I said no, Rita. But you do the job right and I'll buy you a case. Now, go wash your face, baby. We want you to look real pretty for the boy.
Monsieur?
Oh, I'm looking for... Oh, there she is.
Hello, Ernie.
How are you, Rita? Been waiting long?
Seemed like years. Hope you don't mind my ordering.
Of course not.
Look, that's stupid of me. I went and finished your drink, too. Waiter.
Hey, madame.
I think we'd better go around again.
Very good, madame.
What's the matter, Ernie? You look unhappy.
Look, I don't want to heckle Rita, but don't you think you're drinking too much?
Are you going to start lecturing me, too?
Well, I only...
Why can't a girl take a drink without a sermon?
It's all right, darling.
No, it isn't all right, darling. Just because I like to feel good, somebody think I was committing a murder or something.
I'm sorry, Rita.
No. It's my fault, Ernie. I'm sick. But you're responsible.
I am.
Darling, can't you see I'm crazy about you?
Well, you know how I feel about you.
Yes, you say it, but you mean it.
Well, let me prove it to you.
You mean by getting a divorce?
Yes, I'll speak to Janet tonight.
No, no.
Why not?
Because. No solution to the problem. You work for a father, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, how long do you think your job would last if you and Janet busted
up? Well, I don't care.
Well, I do care. No, we've got to use our heads, sweetheart. If you just had a little money put away...
Well, it's no use talking. I haven't.
Well, why don't you get it from Janet's father?
Are you crazy?
Listen, I heard someplace Paul Victor's one of the biggest loan sharks in
New York.
Well,
what's that got to do...
Well, it stands to reason a man like him would keep a lot of cash in the office.
Rita, are you suggesting...
Yes.
Well, you're crazy. He'd kill me.
Oh, don't talk to the child. Janet's pride and joy. You told me so yourself.
Well, sure, but...
There are no buts about it. Victor would never do anything to hurt her, and she's in love with you.
But if I left her...
Look, Ernie, I know women. A girl like Janet will do anything to protect her man. How much cash does Victor generally have around the office?
Well, it varies.
Yeah, but generally.
It runs around $75,000.
Well, just think how far we could run with that. Ah, what do you say, darling? Am I worth the gamble?
Well, sure, but...
There we go with the butts again. Well, when you make up your mind, give me a call. I can't promise I'll wait too long.
Yes?
Mr. Waring?
That's right.
The Falcon?
Right again. Do I know you?
You should. My name is Paul Victor. I spoke to you on the phone, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Come in. Won't you sit down?
What's the trouble? Don't you think I can take it standing?
I don't know what gave you the idea I had anything unpleasant to report.
But you have.
Yeah, you know, generally I don't handle this kind of matter.
Well, I'm glad you made an exception in my case.
I only did because you seemed so concerned about your daughter. And as you suspected, your son-in-law has been running around with a girl named Rita Jordan. She's married to a petty larceny thief named Leo.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe what? That he's a petty larceny thief or that Ernie's been playing around?
Neither.
I don't understand you, Victor. You asked me to do some research on your son-in-law. Obviously, you were suspicious.
I was nothing of the kind. I was merely interested in seeing how you private detectives operate. Mm-hmm. And you were supposed to be the best. Now, I'm not so sure. What do I owe you?
Oh, I'll settle for an explanation.
I'm afraid you won't get it. You better take my check, Mr. Waring. You'll find it much more satisfactory.
$41 right. $23 left. $17 right. $93 left. Where did I put that briefcase?
It's on top of the safe.
Oh, Victor.
I hope I haven't inconvenienced you, Ernie, but I had no idea.
Now, listen, Victor, I know what you think.
Well, what could I possibly think? After all, what could be more natural than to find my son-in-law at my safe? Of course, someone with an evil mind would say, what is he doing there after office hours and with a gun, no less? But that would never occur to me. So, suppose you put the money back.
No.
Put it back, Ernie, and I won't say a word to Janet.
I don't care what you say to her. Now, just get out of my way.
Now, don't be a fool, Ernie. Are you going to...
Let go! I told you to let go!
No!
Victor, I didn't mean it. Honest, I didn't. Victor!
Turn on the light. I'm not asleep.
I'm sorry, Janet, but you see...
Don't bother lying. I got a call from Papa.
You got a call from your father?
Yes.
When?
10 minutes ago.
Then he isn't...
Dead? No. You hit him in the shoulder. Why did you do it, Ernie?
Look, Janet, don't ask me any questions.
I don't have to. I know it's her fault.
Her fault?
Rita Jordan.
What?
Don't you see what she's doing to you? She's no good, Ernie.
Who told you about her?
Papa had her investigated by Mike Waring. She and her husband are just using it.
You're lying. She's not married.
Jordan's her husband's name. Leo Jordan, he's a petty larceny thief.
You're crazy.
I swear it's the truth. Oh, darling, I don't care what you've done, but don't let this woman make a fool of you. Papa promised he wouldn't say a word to the police. You'll return the money.
No.
Oh, Ernie, listen to me. If this woman was any good, I'd let you go, but she's rotten.
Shut up. You're jealous, that's all. You have to make up lies. Well, that won't help you one bit. You and your father can do what you want. Because I'm going to do what I want, beginning right now.
That clock right, Rita?
No, no, it's 15 minutes past.
Well, I better beat it just the
No,
same.
Don't go, Leo. Don't leave me alone.
What, are you crazy? You better douse yourself with some of that taboo. Your boyfriend will be here any minute.
My boyfriend? How can you say that?
Now, look, girl, don't go temperamental on me now. I'll be waiting downstairs in the lobby. When I see the schmo come in, I'll call you on the house phone. As soon as he forks over the dough, send him out for a couple of minutes.
What'll I tell him?
What'll you tell him? Tell him you got a headache. Tell him you need aspirin.
That's a good excuse.
Ernie!
Who is he, Rita?
Leo.
He's her cousin.
Yes, Leo, this is Ernie Moore.
Well, I've heard a lot about you, fella. Rita's done nothing but talk about you all night. Well, I guess you love birds.
Just a minute, Jordan. You must think I'm pretty stupid.
How's that?
You're a husband.
No, Ernie, honest.
Don't make me laugh. I heard you two talking.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Ernie. Don't you know eavesdroppers never hear anything good about themselves?
Played me for a sucker.
That's right. What are you going to do about
it? Honey, you just wait and see.
Oh, he's a mean one, isn't he?
Don't, Leo! Darling, please! Leo, please, no more!
Keep out of it, sweetie. We're just having fun. Ernie's getting a kick out of this, too, aren't you, fella?
Hello?
Rita Jordan?
Yes?
Well, this is a desk clerk. I've been trying to reach you for the past half hour.
Why, what is it?
Well, I hate to bother you, Miss Jordan, but the party in 209 has been complaining of a disturbance.
Well, I haven't made any noise.
Well, he claims he heard someone yelling.
Well, he's mistaken. There's been absolutely nobody here. But
Miss Jordan! Miss Jordan!
Hiya, Mike. How goes it?
Oh, I can't complain, Ed.
Hey, like that new sign you got out in front. Ed Hurley, he's luncheonette. Big red light.
Well, Mike, when you're in business, it pays to advertise.
Well, not my business.
Oh, say, that reminds me. There was a fella dropped in here looking for you.
Who?
I think he said his name was Paul Victor.
That's funny. Where'd he go?
He said he'd be back in a couple of minutes. What'll you have to eat?
Oh, hamburger, coffee, and...
And a salad.
Salad? I didn't know I wanted one.
Well, that's just it, Mike. A lot of men like you who are always in a hurry, never eating at regular hours, quite often forget to order salads.
Uh-huh.
You enjoy salads, you know they're good for you, but you're just not in the habit of eating them regularly.
Mm.
What you really need is a wife to cook for you.
Yeah.
Married men eat salads all the time.
Other than the wives must earn the living.
How come?
Because hubby's home eating salads all the time.
Now, look, when I saw you coming in, I put this combination salad on your table. Now, just taste it.
Hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, that's good. That's really good, Ed.
Mm, you know why it's good, Mike?
What do you think I am, a detective?
Seriously, Mike, it's the salad dressing that makes those vegetables so good. It's Miracle Whip. I use it on all my salads now.
You mean vegetables are vegetables, but when you put Miracle Whip on them, they taste even better?
That's right, Mike, because there's no other salad dressing like Miracle Whip. It's the one and only.
Mm.
Didn't you notice that flavor of Miracle Whip? It's not too sharp or too mild, but just exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Doggone good stuff.
Ed, let me tell you something you may not know. Ever since I was a kid, I've been eating Miracle Whip on my salad. In fact, I've got two favorite dishes. One of them is Miracle Whip on salad.
Oh, what's the other?
That blonde you saw me with last week.
Oh, am I interrupting?
Oh, well, if it isn't Mr. Victor.
I'll leave you two alone now.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Well, I understand you've been looking for me, Mr. Victor.
Yes, I have.
Sit down.
Thank you.
What happened to your arm?
My arm?
Well, you weren't wearing it in a sling the last time we met.
Well, it's a long, dull story.
Well, I'll take your word for it. What's on your mind?
Have you seen this?
Fact of brunette slain in hotel room. Rita Jordan, age 29. Rita Jordan?
Yes, they're holding my daughter for the murder.
Your daughter?
Mrs. Janet Moore. You know, you checked her husband for me.
Yes, so I did.
Well, now I'd like you to work for her.
And, of course, she's innocent.
Well, of course. How could Janet have killed Rita when I did?
What'd you say?
Well, I seem to have surprised you, Mr. Waring. Perhaps you can do as much for the police. Shall we go?
Well, if it isn't the one and only Mike Waring, the Falcon.
Well, that's $5 I owe myself. I knew you were going to say that, Corbett.
Yeah, far be it for me to disappoint you.
You know, Mr. Victor, Sergeant Corbett, homicide.
Oh, sure, sure. My brother-in-law is one of his best customers. Says he'd rather borrow money from Victor than a bank.
Well, please thank him for me.
I'll be glad to. Well, what's the matter with your arm?
That's another story.
Well, why not tell it now? I haven't heard a good one in years.
You must be hanging around with a dull crowd.
Now, Mike, that's no way to talk about yourself.
Whatever happened to the typical dumb cop we used to hear about?
They've all gone into television. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm working for Janet Moore.
Janet Moore?
The girl you're holding for the Rita Jordan kill.
Her husband hired you?
No, Mr. Victor here did. He's her father.
Well, if you're working for it, stands to reason she's innocent.
But of course.
You won't think me bold if I ask who did kill Rita Jordan.
I did.
What?
And I don't regret it. She was destroying my daughter's happiness.
Well, that's very noble of you, Victor.
I tell you, I killed her, Sergeant.
What'd you do with the knife?
The knife?
You certainly didn't slit her throat with one of Mike's sharp jokes.
I disposed of it in the customary fashion.
And what is the customary fashion?
I threw it down a sewer.
Oh, what do you say, Sergeant?
I say you better get yourself another confession.
Why?
Well, there are a couple of things wrong with Victor's. First of all, we have a signed confession from his daughter.
Well, yes, she made it to protect me.
Let me see that.
I can assure you it's in perfect order.
I tell you, I killed this Jordan woman.
Well, not with a knife, you didn't. According to this, Rita was shot to death.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice seeing you, Mike. Drop in again when you get another confession. I just love hearing them.
Yes?
I'm looking for Ernie Moore.
Oh, I'm sorry, mister. I'm very busy.
Well, this won't take long.
You better get out of here.
Now, relax, Ernie. My name is Mike Waring.
Look, I don't care if... Did you say Waring?
I must have.
You're working for my wife.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Waring. I was just on my way to your place.
I don't think you would have found me there.
My wife didn't kill Rita, Mr. Waring.
She signed a confession.
She did it to shield me.
You need it?
Yes, I killed her.
Come again, please.
I killed her, Waring. I was out of my mind about her. You know, she wasn't particularly beautiful or smart, and she drank like a fish. But when I got near her, I just couldn't think straight. And all the while, she was just using me.
How?
She got me to steal from my father-in-law. He caught me.
Is that how Victor was shot?
Yes. I must have been crazy. Then when I went over to see Rita, her husband was there.
And?
Can't you see what happened? Look at my face.
Yes, I've been admiring it since I walked in. Go on.
Well, there's nothing more to tell. When I came to, Jordan was gone. Apparently he hadn't searched me because I still had the gun I used on my father-in-law.
And you used it on Rita?
Yes. Isn't it funny how you can love somebody one minute and hate them the next?
Yeah, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Janet is worth a million of her. And I was so stupid, I was ready to give her up. Look what she's trying to do for me now.
Yeah, sure. You still got the gun?
Yes. Here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this ought to do it. All right, Ernie, let's go.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're back again.
All right, Sergeant, I won't tell you. You know him?
Yeah, sure. How are you, Mr. Moore?
Fine.
Well, what's on your collective mind?
Break it to him gently, Ernie.
My wife didn't kill Rita, Sergeant.
I know, it was her father. We've been all through that.
No, you're wrong. I killed her.
You what? Look, Mike, is this another one of your gags?
Oh, don't talk like a chump. Show him the gun, Ernie.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? So this is the murder weapon.
Hey, he potted Victor with it, too.
Funny, it doesn't seem to have been fired lately.
Well, he explained that to me. He cleaned it before he put it away.
Well, there's one thing I'd like Mr. Moore to explain. This is a .32 Colt automatic.
So?
So, Rita was killed with a German Luger.
She what?
You heard me. But just so it shouldn't be a total waste, here's the gun back. Maybe you'd like to use it on yourself.
All right, take it easy. I'm coming.
Well, will you look who's here?
I guess you remember me, Jordan.
Sure, it's Moore, isn't it? Ernie Moore.
Yeah.
Well, what's on your mind?
Your wife's murder.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, too. I don't know how I'm going to get along with that, Rita. The old homestead won't seem the same without all those empty bottles.
Police claim my wife killed her.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. I understand she made a confession.
She didn't do it, Jordan. She confessed to protect me.
Well, that was real nice of her, wasn't it? But that's a woman for you. Now, you even take Rita. Huh. You tried that, didn't you? Well, you'd be surprised how she knocked herself out for me. Now, some people might think I was just a big overgrown slob, but to Rita, I was the greatest thing since the martini.
You killed her.
Now, you don't know what you're saying, Ernie.
Yes, I do. You're going with me to see Mike Waring.
Why would I want to see him?
Tell him the whole story.
Obviously, you're a boy who doesn't learn from experience.
You think so?
Well, you forgot the lesson I taught you. Just lucky for you that I'm a patient man. So I don't mind teaching you again. Come here, Ernie. Time to call the class to order.
Hey, taxi. Taxi!
I give you a lift, fella?
Oh, I wouldn't want to trouble you.
No trouble at all, Mr. Waring.
You seem to know me.
Well, the Falcon's a famous New York landmark, like the public library.
That's pretty good. I wish I'd...
Come back here.
Wouldn't be a gun in your pocket.
Wouldn't it?
I guess it would.
Get in.
Want me to sit in your friend's lap?
Move over, Al. Any more excuses?
Wish I could think of a couple.
Maybe you'd do better inside. All right, Al. Find us some nice, quiet spot where we can talk.
My, my. No hydromatic?
Oh, Al isn't fussy when he steals a car.
Oh, you're Leo Jordan, aren't you?
Who told you that?
Recognized you from your description. I was awfully sorry to hear about your wife.
Thanks.
Got any ideas who killed her?
No, but I understand you have.
Where do you understand that from?
Ernie Moore.
Oh.
Ernie says you're fixing to pin the rap on me.
Well, I hadn't considered it before.
But now that you have...
I think it's a great idea.
So you were going to frame me, hmm?
I don't think you need one, Leo. I'm sure a little investigation will uncover enough evidence to send you to the chair.
And if you don't turn up anything, you'll manufacture it.
You really know me, don't you?
I know plenty like you. Let me give you a little tip, Waring. Keep out of my hair.
And if I don't?
Then you gotta expect me to get into yours.
Oh.
Well, it looks like Mike got into a little trouble that time. But I suppose the life of a detective is no picnic. Me, I prefer my job because I like picnics. I like them especially when we bring along a salad that's topped with delicious Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip.
Tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip.
Only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind because it's different. A different type of salad dressing, made from a secret craft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of boiled dressing and old-fashioned mayonnaise. So it's truly distinctive and delicious, with a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 2 hours have passed since Mike Waring learned that you can increase your height by either wearing elevator shoes or getting a rap on the noggin. Now, as Mike comes to...
Ooh, this is a peachy one, Mike. You ought to get a big rise out of this one.
Oh, where am I?
Near the Bronx Zoo. Oh. Somebody must have dropped you off head first. And when I heard about it, naturally, I dashed down.
Oh, sure, thanks.
Oh, don't thank me, Mike. This sort of thing doesn't happen often enough to suit me. Yeah. Well, who did it this time?
Leo Jordan.
Rita's husband?
Yes.
Why?
He thought I was trying to frame him for a murder.
Were you?
Yeah, sure. That's the way I operate. Look, Janet didn't kill Rita Jordan.
Oh, don't tell me you got another confession. I couldn't stand that.
Well, Mrs. Moore is innocent.
Well, then who done it?
I don't know. Let's get all our suspects together and we'll play blind man's buff.
And if that doesn't work...
Well, I can always take Jordan's idea and frame somebody. Oh, hand me my head and let's go.
Ernie.
Hello, Janet.
Oh, Ernie, what have they done to you?
Nothing, honey.
Oh, Oh, you poor darling.
Janet, come here. You're to have nothing to do with him.
Oh, Papa, please.
No, he's right, baby. I've given you enough trouble already.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Well,
Janet.
Leave her alone, Victor. This is a very touching
thing.
Keep
out of this, Jordan.
I wish I could, but a fellow named Waring insisted on my being here.
Someone mentioned my name?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Leon. Been here long?
Too long.
Good. All right, Victor. Sorry we had to do this.
Oh, well, that's perfectly all right.
Well, I knew you'd take it like the grand trooper you are. Well, Mrs. Moore and gentlemen, not to keep you in suspense, we are gathered here tonight to determine who killed Rita Jordan. Now, this case was complicated by one thing. We had three confessions, which is two over par. So, obviously, someone was lying.
Well, it wasn't me, and if you try framing me...
Oh, we don't have to do that, Jordan. You're no problem at all. You're the only one in our little cast who didn't confess.
So?
So, obviously, you didn't kill Rita.
Now, look, Waring.
No, I'm sure of it, Ernie. He has no motive. If he wanted to get rid of his wife, all he had to do was walk off.
Well, Janet didn't kill her.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe it.
Well, you shouldn't, especially when you know the truth.
Are you insinuating?
Yes, I am. You killed Rita Jordan.
Now, listen, you.
Now, don't complain, Ernie. I especially staged this little scene down here in jail so you wouldn't have to do any more traveling. Now, try and show a little appreciation.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
There's something I wanted to ask you.
Fire away, Sergeant.
Say that sometime when I got my service revolver handy.
What's bothering you, little man?
Well, I can see why Ernie killed Rita.
Can you?
Yeah. Like he said, he hated her.
Like he said.
But what gets me is why he confessed.
Well, that was a smart move, Sergeant. Ernie knew sooner or later we'd get around to him, so he beat us to the punch and offered himself as a sacrifice. But you notice he gave himself an out.
Oh, you mean the business of the gun?
Yeah. He disposed of the Luger he used on Rita and got the Colt automatic. He knew the minute you saw it, you'd be positive he was innocent.
Well, I was.
Yeah, sure. And once you gave him a clean bill of health, you would probably never bother him again. You'd think here was a man who was just trying to protect his wife.
But you saw all through his dark, nefarious plot.
Well, isn't that what you'd expect of me?
Oh, of course, of course. After all, aren't you the one and only Falcon? But here's something you wouldn't expect of me.
What's that, Sergeant?
We've been coming to Ed's luncheonette every week for years.
Mm-hmm.
And always, you grab the checks.
But tonight...
Tonight's different. Tonight, I'm going to pay my own.
June is an important month in the dairy industry. Not only is it Dairy Month, when we salute all the men and women who work to supply America with the finest dairy products in the world, but this June also marks the 100th birthday of the cheese industry. Yes, it was just 100 years ago that the first commercial cheese factory in this country was built. And this June is a very important month to your friend, your independent retail grocer. Because next week in Chicago, the National Association of Retail Grocers will present for the first time an international food and fixtures exposition along with their 52nd annual convention. Congratulations, Grocers of America. The Case of the Sweet Swindle. The Case of the Sweet Swindle. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that those people who think they can get away with murder are in for the shock of their lives. So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Food Company.
Laugh with Groucho. He's next on NBC.